Kamala Harris crumbling in New Hampshire. Closing three offices to go all in on Iowa. By Hannah Blow on November 1, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris's, DCA, campaign is laying off campaign staff and closing three offices in New Hampshire. A crucial early primary state, as part of its effort to go all in on Iowa, according to reports. Harris's campaign will no longer have a heavy presence in New Hampshire. Reportedly laying off campaign staff and closing offices in Nashua, Portsmouth, and Keene, in order to focus entirely on Iowa. While Harris's office in Manchester will remain open, we're confirmed that it will be scaled down. Primer. The Harris campaign also told Moore that Harris has canceled her scheduled visit to New Hampshire on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. While Harris will not file her candidacy herself, her name will 100% be placed on the ballot. The campaign said, either by a surrogate or by mail. Harris is also recruiting staffers from Nevada in what appears to be a last-ditch effort to garner support in the Hawkeye state. Harris campaign spokesperson Nate Evans told Moore. Senator Harris and this team set out with one goal: to win the nomination and defeat Donald Trump in 2020. To do so, the campaign has made a strategic decision to realign resources to go all in on Iowa, resulting in office closures and staff realignments and reductions in New Hampshire. The campaign will continue to have a staff presence in New Hampshire, but the focus is and will continue to be on Iowa, Evans continued. Senator Harris will not visit New Hampshire on November 6 and 7, but her name will still be placed on the primary ballot, he confirmed. A reporter overheard Harris telling a colleague that she was effing moving to Iowa in September, a flub that her campaign glommed onto. Despite beefing up resources and appearances in the Hawkeye state, even helping families prepare Sunday meals as part of her I Feel Your Pain tour, Harris is floundering in recent Iowa polls. A New York Times/Siena College poll released Friday showed Harris far from the top tier of candidates, garnering just 3% support. A civic survey released last week showed similar results, with Harris tying for sixth place with just 3% support. The current Real Clear Politics average also shows Harris with 3% support.